Health. Everyone would like to have good health. Good health is something that is a very wonderful thing. It's a very important thing. And when we don't have good health, life is not worth living. Everyone would like to have good health. But are we willing to do what is necessary to have good health? This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California, bringing you Dial Healing Words. Are we all willing to do what is necessary to have good health? That's a question that only we can answer to ourselves. When a child goes to school, we tell them to practice whatever the training is that they're taught in school. They're supposed to read a book. They're supposed to work with words. They're supposed to work with mathematics. They're supposed to work with science. They're supposed to work with sociology. They're supposed to work with all the things they're supposed to work with. And when you think about it, that's a lot of things to work with. That's a lot of things. But yet, just 20 minutes to half an hour, maybe an hour every day on each of the subjects at school. And then there's time for play, there's time for interaction. And the student comes home from school, and sometimes they do their homework, and sometimes they don't. And some of the students that are very bright, they take to the studies very beautifully, and they enjoy them very harmoniously. And they benefit very much from all that they've learned. And they go test time, and they find that it's not difficult at all. It's a piece of cake. They walk through it like nothing. Well, in the work of healing of the mind and healing of the body, it's the same principle as it is in going to school. In going to school, we learn the programs that are being taught, and then we study them, we apply them, and we take the test, and we find that we know them. In going to the school of good health, in going to the school of the Worldwide Healing Ministry, are we willing to do what's necessary to do to prepare ourselves to experience good health? Do we go to this school and learn that I like me? To learn that I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body? To learn that I am ideal spirit, mind, and body? To learn that I am whole and perfect? But those are just words. That's right. In every school, it's just words. But the words become some very powerful, dynamic force in our life when we put them into practice, when we put them into use, when we study them, when we practice. And as we practice these just words, they begin to take on a new look in our life, to take a new aspect in our life. A person who goes around saying, I like me all the time, doesn't have time to go around saying, I don't like me. Or not liking himself. A person who goes around saying, I'm whole and perfect all the time, lives in this whole and perfect attitude. It's not too difficult to say to a child, are you whole and perfect? Sure. Are you healthy? Yeah. Do you like yourself? Sure. You see, they find that not difficult at all, because that's sort of like their nature. And it really is their nature. And it's your nature and my nature too. But we don't always have that simplistic attitude like a child does about it. Now we can. We can have that very simple attitude like a child has toward who we really are. And the more simple an attitude it is that we have about who we really are, the more we experience who we really are. People so interestingly say, that's too good to be true. Well, that should be a phrase that's no longer in our vocabulary. That's natural that it's perfect. It's natural that everything is right. It's natural that I am whole and perfect. It's natural that I am in every way living in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, that I'm healthy as can be. It's natural. It's natural. It's natural that a dog is loving. It's natural that a parent is loving. It's natural that a child is obedient. It's natural that parents have a home for their family. It's natural. All these things are natural. You say, well, there are some that aren't natural. Well, there are always exceptions. There are always people who go around doing contrary things just to say that they're doing contrary things. But the moment they turn back to doing not contrary things, to doing harmonious things, then they start experiencing a harmonious life. You and I can have health in our world just by speaking healthy words, just by claiming healthy attitudes about ourselves, just by knowing that we live in our ideal spirit, mind, and body. I like me, I like me, I like me. I'm divine order, I am peace. I am ideal. I am ideal. Spirit, mind, and body. I am ideal. Spirit, mind, and body. I am ideal. Spirit, mind, and body. Wouldn't it be wonderful if the world were filled with ideal husbands and ideal wives, ideal mothers and ideal fathers, ideal children, ideal pets, ideal employers, ideal teachers, ideal schools? If the world were just an ideal world, well, it is. And it's up to us to just claim it, because it's standing right there in front of us. If it had a nose, we'd kiss it, you know? It's standing right there in front of us saying, ideal is that which all are and all is and all ever will be. Ideal is the only truth. Ideal is that which is. Now claim it. Claim your ideal health today as I claim mine. I'm whole and perfect. 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 I claim that. I claim that. I affirm that. I know that. And I am that. Claim that for yourself and live in a body that is whole and perfect. Acknowledge it. Realize it. Delight in it. Be it, for that is who you are. If you'd like to talk to a practitioner about the situation that you might be facing in your life and to find the solutions for the circumstances in your world, dial 1-866-650-5111. 1-866-650-5111. Each person who answers the telephone is a practitioner. Tell them you are ready to put a cause in motion for the fulfillment of your desire. And the practitioner will say, it is done. Thank you for calling the Worldwide Healing Ministry. We are here for you. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.